Robert Altman's new film, Dr. T and the Women, stars Richard Gere as Dr. T, a Dallas gynecologist, and Helen Hunt, Farrah Fawcett, Laura Dern, Shelley Long, and Kate Hudson as some of the women. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Robert Altman's misanthropy has been so pervasive for so long that it is sometimes difficult to pick out the mean, broad streak of misogyny that runs through it. But the filmmaker has always reserved his harshest contempt for women, particularly for women who don't get with the program of taking care of their men. MASH, for example, contains one of the single most horrifying moments of sexual humiliation ever committed to celluloid, the scene where nurse Hot Lips Houlihan is exposed, naked, hysterical, and ashamed before laughing doctors and their staffs. In Dr. T and the Women, Altman turns the roomy eye of his camera on a group of well-to-do Dallas women. He has dressed the actresses who play them in comically exaggerated costumes and hairstyles, given each of them an extravagant weakness, goaded them all into overacting, and, surprise, surprise, found them guilty of malignant silliness. They are malignant because they harm the suffering male at the film's center, gynecologist Sully Travis. Sully, who is played in a complacently laid-back style by Richard Gere, is the type of man who constantly goes around saying how much he loves women, how different he finds each and every one of them, even while he is peering up through a speculum. Even an amateur psychologist would have no trouble copping to the fact that Sully's protestations of love are too frequent and unprovoked than to be anything but the opposite, a declaration of hate. Let's look at the reasons Altman gives Sully for his hate. The doctor's wife, played by Farrah Fawcett, has regressed into a childlike state because, her psychologist says, she has been loved too much and too well by her husband. One of the doctor's daughters, played by Kate Hudson, is planning an elaborate wedding, though she knows of a circumstance which will make the ceremony a farce. Another daughter, played by Tara Reid, is a conspiracy nut who likes to manipulate her father by giving him little snippets of, but never the whole, truth of what's going on. Then there's golf pro Bree, played by Helen Hunt, who, because she appears too good to be true, must naturally be the worst of all. Then there are the doctor's patients, a screeching tribe of bacchantes who infest his waiting room. Altman opens his movie in that quarter and loves to return there whenever he needs a quick re-injection of bile.
Come on in and have a seat.
Has any of your information changed?
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, terrific. We'll be right with you.
Hi, Mrs. Shambles. How are you?
Not well, actually. I need to see the doctor.
I don't have an appointment for you.
I know really you don't have an appointment for me, but... Oh,
Dorothy, I'm so happy to see you.
You are?
If you don't mind, darling, we need another specimen.
Is something wrong?
No. We spilled it.
You spilled it? Well, I hope you didn't ruin your shoes.
In contrast, Altman's mockery of the men in the movie is gentle and largely based on how they let their women run amok. Of all the women, only the doctor's office manager, played by Shelley Long, emerges with any integrity intact, largely thanks to Long's practiced comedic skills. Years ago, Altman picked up a reputation as a radical individualist thanks to what looked like an innovative shooting style and an instinctive anti-authoritarianism. But that vaunted style was never much more than an over-reliance on repetitious zooms and a lazy reliance on master shots. It is a style of disengagement and indifference. He was always a prematurely cranky old man, railing against the passage of an old world where doctors and directors ran the roost. Both of these shortcomings are nicely captured in a single shot. Jeanine Turner plays one of Sully's patients, the wife of one of his friends. She keeps inventing illnesses in order to get into Sully's office, where she makes open passes at him. In one scene, where she's been particularly bold and shameless, despite the presence of nurses and Sully's gentle refusals, she huffs out of the examination room, a draped blanket sliding off her butt. Altman closes the sequence with a zoom onto her bare behind, a shot that doesn't reflect any of the character's point of view, but the great director's own. He as much as says out loud, "There goes a stupid woman who doesn't realize she's just a piece of ass."
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.